She's your queen to be, a queen to be forever, a queen who'll do whatever His Highness desires. She's your queen to be, a vision of perfection, an object of affection to quench your royal fire. Completely free from infection, to be used at your discretion, waiting only for your direction, your queen to be.
I can't even come close to hitting those notes.
There it is. There it is.
You better be careful. Howard's going to get you to join his band now.
Free from infection, to use at your discretion.
Oh, it's just the best goddamn thing ever.
Days like this, I miss Africa.
What? Stop acting like you've been, you crazy son of a bee.
Howard could do the Coming to America, Back to Africa version. Where he tries to marry a royal African woman.
At a certain point, you go back in all our genealogies and we're all African.
What? I am from Africa, you African booty scratcher.
All right, National Geographic Channel.
Only correct answer to that.
Wait, is Greece in Africa now?
We're close. We're close. There was maybe a little mixing. My hair ain't like this for no reason. Yeah. We'll put it that way.
Warming is real, isn't it?
What? Stop inserting your stuff in here. We got to do the intros, you agent of Zion. Then we're going to do what you want to do.
Technically, I am from Africa then.
We're going to do the damn intros. It's Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Howard Hyland and Arena Davinsky.
You want Howard Heasy anymore?
No, he's not stripping under a stage name anymore. He's just Howard Hyland.
Yeah, now that I'm getting paid, I mean...
Exactly. Now that I'm throwing up the boku, the two boku for you guys.
I did get paid in a Snickers bar earlier.
Exactly. That's not even a euphemism for my brown, disgusting cock. Knobby with its warts. No, that was actually a Snickers bar. Yeah, I gave you candy. And a drink. What did you get? That's not a euphemism for semen. You really got a drink from the vending machine, too. Which one was it?
Aquafina water. There it might as well be semen.
Let's bring this down just a bit. Really? You've seen semen that clear before? What kind of sterile...
This tastes terrible. It's like from a garden hose behind the Coca-Cola factory.
I'm just going to let that go out there. I got a little confused. I don't know what you said. It came out fast. I was like, huh? Who?
Aquafina, pretty sure, is made from a hose behind the Coke factory.
Hose behind the Coke factory. Okay. I will... You know what? I like that line, actually. I wanted to come at you like a fucking pit bull, like your ass was smeared molasses. But you know what? Good line. Got my eye on you. Sam Kinison on Rodney Dangerfield. I like you. I'm going to be watching you.
I'll be watching.
Go to inpapasbasement.com. That has every episode of this glorious broadcast. There's no other way to describe it. I don't know. Is this like a triumph of... human ingenuity?
It is the sparkling podcast in a sea of shit known as Washington, D.C.
I don't like to brag, but NASA contacted me. Is it NASA? I don't know. I always say NASA. Like it's the rapper Nas,
John Papa's
plus an A.
I was hoping
African
you were going to say Nas.
Nas.
You son of a bitch. You just deceived me.
Nas is listening in Papa's basement.
they wanted to put some of these podcasts in some of those lunar rovers and whatever, so that if aliens contacted us and they were like, what is just the best and brightest that the world has to offer? They'd hear this. And then they wouldn't fuck with us. Yeah. They'd be like, they're funny. We can't kill them.
We like them.
Exactly. What's a fart? Why are they laughing? Go to InPapa'sBasement.com. It's got every episode of the show. It's got my writing. It's got Twitter links to all of us. I'm at Papa's Basement. He is at Epexegetical, which
there
again,
you go.
Just go to In Papa's Basement to find the spelling on that one.
You still haven't looked it up, right?
Arena. I haven't looked up the meaning. I kind of know the spelling. Exactly. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
He actually pronounced it right. Almost.
Epexegetical.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Close. Pretty close.
Yeah, it's like, it sounds
you got
like,
all the letters.
It's almost like epic like. Genitals.
Epic genitals.
Epic genitals.
Rhymes with epic genitals.
Epic genitals, yeah. Arena Davinsky, she's at Girl Knows Sports over her.
Over her.
Does she know sports? I don't know. I don't give a shit. She knows enough to wing it on this show. That's all I care about.
I bring the funk.
Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Again, just go to In Papa's Basement. That's going to have the link to the iTunes subscription and it'll just magically appear on all your Apple products that Steve Jobs died on the cross to bring us.
Make my Jewish parents proud.
I don't think this show will do that. You need a law degree.
They're also Russian. I don't have to reach for much.
That's true. They're like, what? You did not make shit in bugs? Water carried it away after you made? Oh, my. Truly, this is land of opportunity we have come to.
They have toilet paper to fly.
Your ass is not wiped by hand of youngest sibling?
Oh my god. I was the youngest.
Your ass is not licked like cat cleaning self?
Speaking of 80s movies and coming to America, yeah. What was that Robin Williams movie where he gets so excited about toilet paper? And he plays a Russian immigrant.
What Dreams May Come.
Is that what it is?
No. That was the one where he dies and goes to heaven or something like that.
Sounds just like Russian coming to America.
Is that Moscow on the Hudson or is that Sean Connery with...
Oh, it probably is Moscow in the Hudson. Let me Google.
Please do while you're on the show.
Work on that.
You guys just hold on, okay? No, keep going.
Peace sizzle. What's good today? What you been looking at in the world?
Oh, my God.
What's been tickling your fancy these days, man?
You know what? First of all, flawless setup. Fucking 10 out of 10. Davinsky, take notes on that. He just fucking eased me in. I was like, we're just here in bed. I've got a hard on. He's lying on his back with his pussy all spread. And nothing's going in. He just grabs it. He puts it in. He's like, what? No embarrassment. Just get the fucking... Just fuck me good, and I did my part, you do your part.
When I listened to the show that you and I did together, I was like, it sounds like two ADD kids that lost their meds.
That's great. I mean, that is the show. That is the show. It might be a little slowed down. I've actually been doing a lot to treat my ADD. I've been running like a fucking hamster on a wheel.
That's good.
Every morning, first thing, man. So I'm like concentrating on things now. And let me tell you something, that's fucking boring. It's horrible being able to do it because, yeah, I'm just like, damn, this is why my brain retreats from everything. But you know what? My brain still remembers 30 seconds later that Howard wanted to get to the show prep. So fuck yeah, that's progress right there.
You're welcome.
And we will. You know what I want to talk about? Because there's a lot of crazy shit happening today. Just in the world. Not today. Just in the world today, in this fucking world of ours.
Something wrong in the world.
Yeah. Thank you.
Don't know what it is.
Beautiful vocal
singing. Well, Papa
singing.
Giorgio, tell
you all, like,
me.
That was almost the cadence of the Cheers song at first. Making your way in the world today. Like, the way you did it. It kind
of...
Yeah,
I would never claim to be Steven Tyler. I am much more of a Cheers theme song
I could have chopped,
singer.
Yeah, the Cheers theme song underneath your singing right there. I'm laughing right now. There's a lot in the news, but I'm laughing right now. First and foremost, the funniest shit I've heard all week, because we're going to get to some fucked up, sad stuff later. Fucking cute little animals getting drowned. It's some sad crap
I'm
we're going to
so
get to later.
I'm so sorry that you had to see me do that,
before
John.
Before you do that, look at this beautiful, exciting cover of Moscow on the Hudson.
Moscow on the Hudson. I see...
Good.
Oh, my God. This is literally they got Robin Williams to play Yakov Smirnov.
That's weird.
Look at the fucking cover of this.
I don't think I want
Yakov to. Must have seen that and been like, you motherfucker, in perfect English, too. Like, he drops the bullshit accent.
Motherfucker.
This had to have been a flop, right? Like, this looks terrible.
That was a good movie. My Russian family loved it.
Of course you did. It was your people's big fat Greek wedding. Where we're like, see, we're not completely irrelevant.
It was. We live in this country, too.
Yeah. Every little ethnicity has its one goddamn movie that matters to them.
All right. I would actually watch this.
Oh, we're humanized. Why? Who's in it?
Here's the plot description. Williams plays a Soviet circus musician who defects from the Soviet Union while on a visit to the United States. Release date, 1984.
He rebels.
Why don't they just fucking put in the two laziest words on earth, hijinks and sue? Which you see in so many sitcom descriptions.
I'm pretty sure that's every movie that Robin Williams is in.
Yeah, just fucking look at him all zany and shit. There was the weird, you were with me, we were going through Reddit yesterday, not the Gone Wild thing and like having a fucking autofocus party, not the Gone Wild section of Reddit, but just Reddit funny. And what was that random picture we saw of him like running out with the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders and full drag
awful.
With them?
That was awful.
Weird as shit.
Who was this?
It was Robin Williams.
Oh.
Your precious Russian.
That might have been
not a man of steel.
I never claimed him with his hairy arms.
That might have been Facebook. Or Photoshop, not Facebook.
I don't think so. It looked like a legit thing. Like, he was doing it just to be silly.
Maybe.
It's not like it was fucking, you know, the first George Bush running out into cheerleader.
I want to believe that the good people of Dallas who went to just watch a football game did not have to endure that in real life.
I just threw out Dallas. Like, now that it's processing in my head, they're violently homophobic down there, especially in the mid-80s. This was like a virile,
that looked like a Mork
hairy.
And Mindy era.
Yeah, we're
Dallas
talking early.
Dallas is actually a huge gay community now.
Now.
What? Did they run out of bullets down there? Like, I could see him running out and like five guys just pulling out their rifles. Oh, like, hold
no,
on.
No, that's Fort Worth.
I'm going to fix this.
The right to bear arms.
Honey, our kid is going to be taking a girl to prom. Let me take care of this.
No, Fort Worth is more the... More the traditional.
Ain't DFW
Texas
the same thing?
No, actually.
That's just
they're two
airport.
Separate cities.
They're twin. They're the Metroplex.
It's kind of like Baltimore and DC. It's actually like.
What?
That
one
of
them is horribly black and crack infested?
Well, just the distance between them, people kind of throw them together as one, but it's like, nah, they're kind of far apart.
How
and,
far
like,
apart
totally
are Dallas
different.
And Fort Worth?
Far enough where you sit in the car for one and like, damn, this was not worth the ride.
Okay.
And then you just get there and you're like, wow, this really is different.
I thought they were literally like 5 minutes apart.
No.
Usually when you get to Texas, you're like, oh, this wasn't worth the drive.
It's probably a solid hour in
what?
Rush hour.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Because, I mean, they put the ballpark at Arlington right in the middle of the two. So it's like Arlington, Texas is right in between Dallas and Fort Worth. And so that's why they put all the sports complexes in the middle.
You know, two mysteries to me. One, why I thought those things were too close together. Because
you've
two,
never been.
Why? Okay, mystery solved. Two, why we saw a man using the microphone before we got in, and yet it reeks of perfume.
Whoa.
I think your special friend was probably in here right before him.
No, not the Chinese sleeper agent. Yeah. See you. Oh, see you. If I see you in here again, I'll fucking tan your ass.
See you later.
All right, back to the
weak.
Silly
Sorry.
Stories. It's okay. I just paved right over it. Just like a fucking the white man paving over the culture of the red man out there, out in your area.
I'm rocking my moccasins today in honor.
That is true. She does have on moccasins and this weird scarf you'd put on a snowman.
It's really cold. Wait, what kind of snowman are you putting fine pashmina shawls on?
Get the fuck out of here. I saw that at Costco for $18. That's Kirkland. Get the shit out of here.
I don't know. I stole this from my brother's girlfriend. She's.
I thought you were going to say your brother. I was like, oh, how did your poor Russian parents not choke that little queer in the river Danube, whatever the hell you have over there? The Dnieper River. I don't know what the shit.
Choke you in a second.
This will teach you to touch little boy like that.
Where do we go from here? The Hudson.
Here is where we're going to go. It's to a place called Show Prep Land. We don't visit it often.
We never go there.
We
and there's
there
a reason.
Eventually.
Yeah, we meander.
When I show up, we do show prep.
Oh, yeah.
I never watched the show, by the way.
Me neither. I literally just know the song, and not the song, just the... I don't want to wait! And I don't even know if I know her version so much. I just know Cartman going, and it went away.
Your Cartman's way better than my Cartman
Thank you.
Impression.
I've got my gifts for mimicry. I can talk just like your mother. Irina, pull out the tampon. It's my turn.
Oh. I think my vagina just Missouri rape shut down.
God damn these in sync periods of ours.
It's awful.
For the rest of the show, I'll be crying in the corner and vomiting.
Go to wastebasket at Shoney's.
Oh my God.
See what
stop.
You can find. Flooded toilet is good sign.
Look for John's dignity in there.
That's long gone. Oh, all right, why are we playing this? I'll tell you why we're playing it, because it's a fucking great song, and it's just going to play softly through the rest of the episode. No, I'm going to bring it down a little bit. Paula Cole with her gross, hairy bitch armpits. You remember that? You remember that shit? She got on stage at MTV and threw an arm up, and you're just like, ah! She was like an ugly Lucy Lawless. She was ugly Xena, like a weirdly yellow-skinned, vaguely ethnic Lucy Lawless.
I don't know. That's how I feel about Katy Perry, and I know I'm going to get tons of shit for that.
Katy Perry looks ethnic to you?
She looks weird.
Okay, but she doesn't look ethnic. What's weird about Katy Perry? Okay, Katy Perry, here's the one thing about Katy Perry. She's a girl who has a very plain face. I'm going to bring this shit down. Sorry, show prep sucks. Why did I do that?
I don't know what you were thinking. You did it at 3 in the morning. Obviously, you don't know what you were thinking either.
I was thinking I need to get this done and masturbate again. I can tell you exactly what I was thinking 3 a.m.
yesterday. My keyboard's on sticking.
Yeah,
that exactly. can't be allowed.
The space bar's fixed itself. Let's get rolling.
So what were you thinking about Katy Perry with her plain Jane face?
She's just got a very plain face. Like, you see her years...
Job.
I don't know if they're real or not. If they are fake, it's like one of the best tit jobs I've ever seen.
I think they might be.
They could easily be. They could. And if they're not.
I'm not hating.
I just want to jerk off in my hand and fling it at her. Like, in a chance I could get that bitch pregnant. Oh, she's hot. God, those tits
are good.
You guys
will be better because John Mayer is holing up in there for a few months.
Oh, he's putting his gross Swiss cheese dick around that thing. Just
around?
Fucking it up.
How do you have
I just, I poke the side, like right where the leg joins the crotch. I just poke that a bit.
That's why you've never gotten anyone pregnant.
Exactly. I haven't pressed their thighs together. I junk in that for a while. She's like, we made love, girl. No, she has a very basic face. Not unattractive at all, but she's just one of those pale white chicks that needs makeup on. And then she slathers on makeup and you're like, oh, what a foxy fucking bitch. I'm going to blast that mascara right off her face. But
she
without
does
it,
of commercials.
Without it, I mean, you remember when Russell Brand tweeted that picture of her? Just like he rolls over in bed to his wife, and it's just like, "Hello, love, wake up!" and snaps a picture of her, and it's just her like, fucking no makeup, nothing. They're dudes I'd let suck me off before that face got anywhere near my cock.
God, I'm just so happy right now that I'm not the only one that thinks that.
Oh yeah, she's like with makeup, she is. Fucking so hot.
And
I don't know what's hotter in pop music than her. Like Rihanna before all the ink, but oh God, what she's done. Have you seen her little tit tattoo?
Oh, that thing's gross.
Oh, it's like a fucking Nefertiti, some sort of Egyptian shit. Duck into nice. I like that one. And with like the wings extending under her tits. Oh, it's the ugliest goddamn thing ever.
It makes her tiny boobs look
she's
shaggy.
She's starting to look like a fucking suicide girl at this point. Lay off the goddamn ink, bitch.
All
God,
these girls
she's got
are
such good features.
That.
Yeah, thank you. Tattoos are ugly as shit. Like, to any girl I've ever dated who has ink, and I was like, "Hey, it's okay." You know what? It's not okay. It was ugly, and you're gonna regret it. I'm laughing at you.
Maybe not now. Maybe not 10 years from now.
Exactly.
Maybe not 20 years from now. Maybe not 30, but 40 years from now, you're gonna regret that.
Exactly. That's
if you
the
make
same
it
speech
there.
I give after I fuck them, like you're gonna regret this. Maybe not now. But someday, you're going to scrub and it'll never be clean.
You'll never get the John Papa out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
Because herpes is forever, bitch. Yeah,
exactly. Herpes and my memory will both haunt you. So, back to funny.
that you give him a little beard tattoo. That's no. how I never forget you.
A little beard under a letter V for Valtrex.
That was golden money.
Just a smiling beard on top of a V. Remember me, whore. So, Katie Holmes. You remember Katie Holmes, don't you?
I actually,
don't you, Howie?
I watched probably a half dozen episodes of Dawson Creek on a sick day, where they just had marathons when we were in high school, I believe.
Oh, were you sick with AIDS, you faggot? Is that why you were watching that?
I think my vagina hurt, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure it was
Mom, my vagina
some female problems
that
were keeping me home that day.
You got kicked in your cup, and then they pulled it off, and they're like, why was he wearing this? He's just protecting labia. I'm confused.
I actually don't remember Katie Holmes, because when she
You're
joined,
14 years old. It's okay.
When she joined Scientology, my memory was also erased of her.
My whole thing with Katie Holmes, I remember she was the hot shit on Dawson's. I was like, I treated those two networks. What were they? Warner.
The WB.
WB. And the UPN.
UPN.
I treated those like Southeast DC. I'm like, black people go there. Not me. Black people go there. I never watched shit on either of them. Didn't even cross my mind to go into them, especially like maybe during the day, but especially Southeast rules when darkness fell. Get the fuck off of those things.
Now all those places are gentrified.
Yeah, exactly. Now you got your Buffies or whatever. No, I had no urge to watch that shit. I haven't watched network TV since I was like 8. And then people were like, Buffy's the big thing. Dawson's is the big thing. I'm like, I know channels 4, 5, 7, and 9. I'm not memorizing a goddamn thing beyond that. So I never saw Dawson's. That, and I have a penis, unlike Howard. But
poor Howard's vagina.
Apparently, while on Dawson's, now who were the Dawson's players? We had her, we had James Vanderbeek.
Vanderbeek, yeah, that's right.
And apparently
this,
yeah, Josh Jackson.
And then Michelle Williams, right?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, yeah. I forgot that. Yeah, she's actually like, by far, done the best of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She really did. She's actually like a good actress.
She's the hottest one right now.
She's single and ready to mingle.
Katie Holmes is pretty hot. Oh, my God. Wait, Katie Holmes actually did really well with the whole Tom Cruise thing.
Yeah.
Well, okay. One of them kind of has respect. The other has $600 trillion. So,
I think Michelle Williams
left,
did
right,
pretty well.
It took her a while to get big, though. Like, she was kind of off the radar till like last couple of years.
She did a really good movie.
She got
called
big when fucking goddamn, what's his face?
Yeah.
The Joker
Ledger,
died.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger. She's the goddamn Puff Daddy.
No, she was
to
a good
his
actress.
Yeah. Smalls.
She was in Brokeback Mountain with him. She did a movie called Blue Valentine. She's a really good actress.
Yeah, but
she got big after she was like, yeah, damn, I'll be missing you.
None of that was, she was never considered A-list because of like her high quality acting work.
No.
She was always considered a respected actress.
Yeah,
but
and then all the compassionate Jews in Hollywood, your people, were let's throw
this
Gentile a bone.
The reason
she's got a kid to feed.
The reason that she wasn't like huge in Hollywood is because she started doing independent films before anyone really did. And now she's still kind of in them. And now she's like actually making boku money off them because they're in theaters now, not just on HBO like in the middle of the day. I don't know where they show independent films.
You mean
films.
The way I watched Glitter a couple weeks ago?
Oh my God. My friends used to always walk in on my dad watching Glitter like asleep on HBO. And they're
it's
like,
very
what?
Good. Look at the milk duds on the Schwarzer. What is she? Black? White? I don't give a fuck.
Boricua.
I come to this country, I jack to her.
Pass me the vodka, Iris friend.
Pass me vodka and Waltrex. I am inflamed like motherfucker.
Oh my
God. Wow. Make it stop. Make it stop.
And scene.
Explosion in your eye, John.
So I didn't watch that shit whatsoever, but we've got our four people. Joshua Jackson, who I really forgot existed,
he's on Fringe now, which is a decently followed show. I watched for a couple years, got tired of it. It's taken too long.
That is one of those shows every woman I've stuck my dick in the last 2 years has liked.
Maybe you need to stop that pattern.
Yeah, I guess so. It's just an indicator.
It's
if a woman's
like,
at fringe
I
premieres.
Like fringe, I'm like, my odds of fucking you are like 90 something. Like that bell curve got real high real fast. But so he's on that. James Vanderbeek was just a horrible actor, period.
Most recently on the highly successful Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
Oh, God.
Show still on?
I hope not.
I believe it is. With the chick that was Jesse's girlfriend on Breaking Bad. She choked on her heroin puke.
Oh, yeah.
Walt was just like, fuck that.
Because I saw that show, Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, before I started watching Breaking Bad. So that
well, she's always
awesome.
Just cast as like the bitchy brunette. She was also in... what was that? Something came up.
Maybe it was the AIDS from your hooker-infested.
It's how my brain works. That was a memory coming up right there. She was also in She's Out of Your League. She was the bitchy little sidekick.
I don't even know.
To the blonde...
Amanda Bynes.
No, it was a tall blonde. It was a British chick. You know how they fucking come over there and they take your jobs all in the acting and they put on their American accents.
What?
Right. You don't remember
Amanda
that?
Amanda Bynes was in that movie.
No, She's Out of Your League was... I think that it was like Jay Bushnell or Brushnell.
Oh,
or
I haven't
the
seen
fuck.
That. Yeah, sorry.
How do you know all this stuff? It's like a blockbuster
that.
In there.
Hey. The blonde was so fine in that. That's all I remember from
She's out of shit. The irony being the little skinny bitch who looked like a dog compared to her, the heroin puke, the bee from 23. She was a model too. But she looks
she definitely
dog
looks like
shit
a model.
Compared to the other one. Well, I don't know. She has those stupid Betty Page suicide girl bangs, which I fucking hate. Just get normal hair.
She just looks like...
Boney's hot. I like that.
Wait, are you talking about
that's your style, man.
The chick that's married to Dax Shepard?
No, that is... Oh, Kristen something.
Yeah,
or
something.
She's like the little midget blonde. She was Sarah Marshall.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
But then she was
Kristen
in some
Bell.
Other movie.
Kristen Bell.
Yeah, where she lived with a bunch of models in New York before that. There's a really good scene where the Russian model, like, tweaked her nipples and she's like, turn them on the headlights.
Christ, I don't remember that one.
Nor did.
Getting back to fucking James Vanderbeek. That guy's career can be summarized in one scene for me, where he's busting a nut in The Rules of Attraction and his fucking like eyes roll in like a comic book character who got punched in the fucking nose by Batman.
Yeah, with Jessica Biel. And
yes, it is. Oh, God.
That movie is so good.
I enjoy parts of it. The queer boy is handsome. Whoever played him is a good-looking lad. The part where Jessica Biel is doing coke and blood trickles out and she's like rusty pipes and just goes right back to tooting lines. That hit me like a Viagra enema. My dick wouldn't go down for a week after seeing that. I'm like, you are the dirtiest, sluttiest fucking whore ever. I love you.
Wait, what gave it away? The line of football players waiting to
fuck
her?
Just her, just going down the hall, chugging the vodka, and then the entire team comes in and lays pipe to her. I'm just like, you whore, marry me.
Well, she married a senator.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the best part.
Is it when he's fucking Shannon Susamon? The chick he sweats throughout the whole movie? Or is he fucking someone else and he's pretending it's Shannon Susamon?
Oh, I think that's how it was. I can't remember now.
The girl that like tries to off herself?
Yes. Yeah, the weird looking brunette who had a career for 8 minutes. You know what? I'm going to throw down the fucking gauntlet. Goddamn guarantee you I got more Twitter followers than that bitch. Goddamn game.
I liked her look, man. That's too bad.
She wasn't bad looking.
Yeah.
She was great looking. She was in a movie because she was hot. Like, Hollywood's just a cruel mistress like that.
Hold on.
She
really I'm a little late like... on this, but ooh, what did you just say, John?
What? Well, I forget.
You have more Twitter followers than Shannon Susamon?
Yeah, fuck her. I'll take her down. Why?
Look this up.
Look
Please
it up.
Do. I'm curious.
First of all, try to spell that stupid last name properly.
She's probably Jewish, so I'm on it.
Susamon. If she were Jewish, she'd have more of a career. Trust me.
She totally looked like...
She prays for the Christmas tree.
The classic, like, hot hipster-like chick on a college campus. Like
she looks like
Northeast.
A bitch that Lenny Kravitz would have fucked. Like, that's how I define her look.
Yeah.
Just one of those vaguely ethnic chicks that is like, yes, I sucked Lenny Kravitz's
cock. She looks like one of those Fast and Furious actresses. Not Michelle Rodriguez, but maybe the other one.
Oh, Christ. The one who's half Brazilian. Her mom.
Jordana.
Brewster.
Something. Brewster.
Her mom was a Brazilian Sports Illustrated model.
Damn.
Okay, so what's the answer? How many followers?
I'm looking. I'm still looking.
All right.
Oh, so. And if she doesn't have a Twitter account, win by default. Two sweetest words in the English language.
I'll tell you why she hasn't had a career, because her name is spelled so stupid. Shannon with a Y.
Fuck her. Oh, fuck her with a chainsaw. Shannon with a Y. Where does it even... How does it even work? Where does the Y go?
N-Y-N. Shannon.
On Twitter, she just goes by Shan.
Shannon.
Oh, I'm dumber for having heard
that. Oh my God, you actually do have more.
Suck it, bitch. What's she at?
4,919.
Wow.
Fucking pwn it by a K. You went down, bitch, and you were in a movie. I do nothing. I masturbate in my room and I own your Twitter.
She was
and
in you a write about tale,
it. Yeah,
too.
You write about it.
Night's Tale. Night's Tale is one of my secret shame. I'm not sure why I enjoyed these films. I went on a blind date to Night's Tale. I've never told this on story or this story on air before, with literally the ugliest fucking woman I've ever encountered. Like, I couldn't even look over in her direction while the movie was on. And because of that, I've never concentrated on a film like I did Night's Tale. And I fucking loved it. Maybe because the alternative was just so bad. It would be like if they showed goddamn Ishtar to the people in Abu Ghraib. They would be like, what are you talking about? God. Ishtar was awesome. It totally beat being put in a pile and having barbed wire wrapped around my nutsack.
I want to make I'm going to do a remake of Ishtar, or Ishtar the sequel, starring me.
What's really funny is I've heard a lot of people who have seen Ishtar like, you know what? Fuck it. That was a good movie. I don't know why it gets hated on.
It was just the lowest grossing, like,
it was just kind of
office.
A bomb for those guys. Yeah, but it supposedly was decent.
It was per screen the lowest making widely released movie up until recently with that. What was that weird movie with the weird characters? Because it just broke
well,
the
you've really narrowed it down, so let me hop to it.
No, like Chaz Palminteri was in it. You know what I'm talking about? It was like live action with these bizarre, like...
You described something
wow,
awful.
This is all very
it's like Barney. It's like Barney, except for...
Barney with Chaz Palminteri.
Yeah, it was weird.
Can
it
I
was
read
the
Shannon
Sussman's movie in history.
Twitter bio real quick?
Sure.
Actress, director, failed dancer.
Oh, that's funny. You know, she's kind
of
having fun with it. She's not. She's quirky. Not really. Yeah, she's just. She don't look at her looks. Don't get confused by those. She's just one of the girls. So what if she's married to a guy who brought in 65 mil last year? She's just like you and me.
Who is she married to?
I don't know. Some rich guy. Trust me. I don't know. He brought in a lot of money. If
maybe she's not married.
You know, it's going to be one of those deals. He's fucking her for like 20 years. Nah, 10, if he's making a good amount of money. And he just has his friends over, and he's like, hey, want to put on Rules of Attraction tonight? They're like, fuck it, we get
watch
it.
Watch my wife off herself.
You knocked up a chick who was in a movie. Good for you. And then after 10 years, 15 years, it'll just get sad. And
sizzle
he'll,
out.
Yeah.
Find another young actress from a movie.
Exactly. I'm trying to think of who he might get right now. Is Courtney Snow a real person? Did I just make up that name?
I don't know.
I feel like
that's
a name.
Okay. Yeah, he'll fuck Courtney Snow. I don't know. She was in that movie called 1990s. The Vicious Kind. It's something Snow or Courtney something. I'm onto something with that, though.
Oh, she does have two kids, but I don't see any word of a husband.
Really?
She dated a book author, a children's book author.
Really? Increased his readership by two, did he?
Her son's name is Audio. Ugh.
Fuck. Oh, kid, I just get leukemia. Life's going to be easier. Oh, life's going to be easier if you just die now with a name like Audio. What are the kids going to call him? Audie? Hey, Audie. You want to come over and lick this man's asshole because you're gay because you're named Audie?
I'd call him Otto.
Otto.
That
but yeah, A-U-D-O.
Because Otto is way better than Audio.
Exactly. No, it's just... Give him the old man name. Like, I'm just giving you an old man name out of disrespect, homie.
Oh, fuck. Audio. What's the other one named?
Mortimer.
Jeez. That's terrible. That really is an old man name. Jeez. That's really terrible. Christ. I was just kidding, God. But she really did inflict an old man name on one of her kids.
Where are the people that,
give
like,
me audio
hunt
Mortimer.
Down the old Nazis? Like, why aren't they stopping celebrities that do that shit? Like, they're going to Simon Wiesenthal and whatever. They're going to run out of Nazis eventually. Them motherfuckers are getting old by now. Can they stop, like, this century's evil? Mortimer and Audio.
Hey, those might be nice Jewish names. I'm not against it.
Hey, what are, I thought Katie Holmes named her kids weird shit too, right?
No, Surrey.
Surrey.
That's not a normal name. Get out of here.
I'm with Howie on the Surrey.
Especially. They made a whole Apple feature after
it. Once they made exactly Siri, it sounded a little more normal, but you're like, wait a fucking minute. It's like naming your kid iPhone, and then you're like, well, look, there's the phone. It's actually a normal name. You're like, no, one of these things is a product. Yeah, exactly. This is my boy, Espen.
This is my kid, Pentium Processor.
Here's his spinoff, Espen 2.
Yeah.
Getting back to all of it. Fucking Katie Holmes, man. She apparently dated Josh Jackson when they were both, I guess, 20 and on Dawson's. She then went on with her life, as did he.
She dated that guy from American Pie for forever. Chris something.
Chris Klein, like the fucking Alky.
Yeah.
The fucking Alky. Yeah, I remember Chris Klein.
She went from him to Tom Cruise, I think.
That's a bit of an upgrade financially and in pretty much every
sense. No wonder she let the church brainwash her, whatever they did.
Chris Klein, I believe, is the one actor who like failed abominably after doing a... I guess he was in a Farrelly Brothers movie, right? Farrelly Brothers, whatever.
Which one?
Oh, he was in the one where...
horrible one with Orlando Jones.
It was like...
And Heather Graham
was his sister, but he was dating her or something weird.
Oh, yeah.
They had good premises. God bless those men.
That was like their one truly... Not all their movies are good.
Fucking your sister.
That was the one that was an epic failure because it was just too horrific for people to laugh at.
The concept just
offended people, I think, when they saw the ads. But they're like... oh my gosh.
That is hilarious. No! Just hearing the concept, I want to walk out and get that from a red box now.
They bang in the movie, and I think that's why it was too much for people.
Oh,
I remember seeing that, and I was like, oh, I can't look at my brother ever again.
Without getting aroused. ...
I think that was...
oh, I just felt vomit and pain everywhere. Why would you say that, John? Just
everybody else walked away from that movie with careers intact, and he did not.
I wouldn't go that far.
Who else was in that? Matt Damon? Or no, that's another
Heather.
Really.
Heather Graham has gotten like notable roles, even if they weren't like
she
large
ones.
She was
the fucking stripper from Hangover. That's it.
And I mean,
God bless her. Those tits are still rocking. And that
she was Roller Girl.
It's 15 years since Roller Girl. Exactly.
Like, I was Roller Girl for Halloween once in college, and I wore roller skates from 7 at night till 7 in the morning.
Really?
What? Then they kicked me out of a convenience store because they said I couldn't roller skate through there. I told them to go fuck themselves.
And then you skated on out.
I said, peace
out. Flipping them the bird.
I'm rolling out, bitches.
Did you roll out backwards, just double pumping them with the birds?
I was pretty drunk.
Just take a dump inside your little shorts and shake it out. Here's what I think of your establishment.
Just shimmy it out while I roller skate.
Yeah, exactly. Just look like you're growing a tail real fast. Flip down your shorts.
Oh,
enjoy. Clean up an aisle 6, bitches.
Then I knocked over a gallon of milk for good measure.
Little milk for the Cocoa Crisps.
Oh my God.
All right.
How did you know I ate a lot of fiber? I mean.
All right. So Josh Hartnett, Katie Holmes, they do their thing.
Josh
back
Jackson.
With Josh Jackson. Who gives a shit? They're all the same person. Just like Bill Pullman and Bill Paxton. Put them together.
White people.
Exactly.
At the end of that sentence that I just said, I realized why I'm not getting laid anymore since the show. And you guys are always talking about
what?
Picking up mad chicks. And I'm like, what?
I haven't
I'm
done
not
shit. I haven't had my hog touched since my ex. That was 2 months. So,
really?
Yeah, it's been sad.
I thought we were doing this whole Katie Holmes story for a reason.
No, I'm talking about an ex before this, last ex. So Katie Holmes, after Tom Cruise, what does she do? Now she's got some fucking loot in her pocket.
On the rebound.
She shoots a call, apparently, to this Josh Jackson character.
Hey.
She's just like, hey, what's up? Somehow it came to light in the press. I'm sure it's his agent trying to breathe some fucking life
into
that.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's like, I see you're not doing any movies, so you're free.
I mean, he's like performing CPR on one of the corpses from Thriller. You know, it's just like, come on.
One
this
of the corpses
a
or the corpse. Too soon? Too soon.
Oh. He's fine. He's with Tupac right now.
On that island with Princess Diana and Big E.
Let's read the quote. Jackson, 35. See that age lets you know how old he is. Revealed that he recently received an out-of-the-blue call from his Dawson's co-star Holmes, now 33, and freshly divorced from Tom Cruise. Exactly. Revealed. Let that one slide to the press, whatever press agency would listen.
Like, that guy from TMZ is like his best friend.
And it wasn't
like,
out
hey,
of the
Josh,
blue.
You have any news today?
She's divorced and obviously a woman who's fucked up in the head.
And needs to get some because she's stressed out.
Yeah. Like any old friend, it was like, oh, hi, how are you? And then, in parentheses, I'm adding this. Wait, I know how it is for you because you're famous and I'm not. So I read about you. And then I think about how I stuck my dick into a chick who's still famous. End parentheses. What's going on? I had a kid. Oh, it was very nice, actually.
She told him I had a kid.
Apparently.
Like he didn't know.
Yeah.
He's like, I've actually been living in Croatia.
Yeah, really? Did you?
6 years.
Who was the dad? Fill me in. I'm curious about your life. Yeah. Oh, wait, I know everything.
Are you religious at all?
Yeah.
Celebrities desperately want to be like normal people. Like, I have a pickup line prepared if I ever met a celebrity. I would pretend.
Oh, please.
No, because here's what you should do.
Please tell us what this is.
No, it's you basically try to create small talk with them to an absurd level. So it's like, hi, my name's Howard. What's your name? They're obviously like an A-list celebrity. And you start talking about weather or other things.
They're going to just think like you're a high-functioning retard.
There's a way to do it. It depends on the context.
My name is Howard. They let me out tonight.
No, I'm not doing it like that.
They didn't even make me wear my helmet.
I tied my shoes.
I'm not
going to
drop game on you guys like, oh, this is exactly how it is.
Really? Get my dick hard. Lay some game on me. Come on.
No, I'm just saying you have to like kind of be hammy about it. You make it a little joke.
Pretend I'm a celebrity lady.
Yeah.
So you ask them, like, so what do you do, basically?
That's what I would do. I would just totally not acknowledge who they were. I'd be like, look at that piece of shit by the Doritos. And then Scarlett Johansson would be like, oh, you're so witty. I'm like, yeah, look at that piece
of
shit.
Put it in my
giving
mouth.
His piece of shit stare at us. She'd be like, God, you're fucking brilliant. Can I suck your cock?
And
I'd be
I
like,
push
yeah.
my breasts together and let you enter?
Yeah, exactly. Can you just, I'll put them together and mimic the function of a vagina with my cleavage. Would you be interested in that? And I'd be like, maybe. You're a buxom lass. You look familiar to me. Did I go to school with you?
Please say more.
I think on the celebrity dating scene, especially when celebrities date each other, it is in poor taste to read what the gossip columns are saying about one another. So you have to.
Well, no, you read it. You don't
Howard's
quote
etiquette
it.
Column for celebrity dating.
I'm just saying, like, I can understand why they'd be like, oh, great, you had a kid. Obviously, he's seen it at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Like,
he
knows.
He was like, I'll just ignore that.
He has to play
like,
along.
I have so much respect for my
What's her
ex.
Name? Oops, I didn't know the gender.
So how's the husband? Oh, you got divorced?
Really?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
No, I haven't been out of my point. House or used the internet or television in the last 3-10 years.
So have you guys ever had an ex that came back like that? Like, they got free of their shit or... More realistically in the real world, because not every ex is clamped down by Scientology, but...
I have not, but I actually have been talking to a friend recently who, given Katie the benefit of the doubt, not trying to, like, go back to her ex, one of my friends,
I think that ship has sailed. They're already auditioning new fucking Stepford Wives for him.
No, check this out. One of my friends actually just broke up with a girl, and he went and talked to his previous ex. And it was basically kind of...
Why are you bringing me up on the show?
No, not you. Okay. Like, it's another friend who just like talked to another girl, and they basically were just kind of seeing where he was. It was almost like she was doing him a solid of like helping him understand where he is since they dated, since he is so pissed about his last relationship.
The last... Okay, the...
He's going to the...
The one he just broke up from, how long was that?
That was like 4 years.
4 years, and then...
The one previous was like 3. So he went back to
and were they like sequential? Like what was the gap between
it was
them?
Wait, can one of you guys do a Dr. Phil accent, please, while we do this?
And how long was he with the first girl? I that's pretty close, right?
Yeah, that's
yeah, that was pretty good.
I thought you were a drunk southerner.
I got this job because I let that negress Oprah sit on my face.
Oh my God.
No, but he did 3 and then 4. And it's just like, you know, talking to the one who was like 2 back. Kind of gave him like new direction on where to go from here. So it really wasn't about, hey, we got to get back together. It was like, hey, what's up? What are you up to? Hey, yeah, so this is where I'm at. Let's talk a little bit. And they just talked. And
okay.
Like, to give people the benefit of the doubt, sometimes talking to an ex is not like, yo, you should suck my dick again. It really is like, hey, what's going on? Why you're sucking my dick? Hi. Afterwards, you should let me know, like, if you think I'm a better person now.
Can I have some of your Pepsi? Because that story was really fucking boring.
I liked it. I was actually listening.
I'm just saying.
But you were mean, so I laughed.
I'm trying to give Katie the benefit of the doubt. I'm not trying to entertain y'all. I'm just saying, like, give a girl the benefit of the doubt. I don't think she's being desperate trying to talk to an ex that she probably ain't really trying to get back.
I don't know if this is even legit information, because what? Who the hell is going to be like, yeah, I just had a kid, got divorced. I mean, not who. Why would she do that? Like, that's the stupidest crap ever.
Yeah, that's not a way to, like, get to my back if you really are trying to, hey, I just went through a divorce and I had a kid since we last dated. In case you were thinking, like, I wasn't hot enough for you before, wait till you see my post-pregnancy body.
Yeah, now my fucking hips have been all banged out and I have that weird, like, molting snake skin tummy. Yeah. She has the weirdest tummy now since she popped out a kid. Like, it's oddly, it's like flat yet oddly wrinkled. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm really excited I'm going to be doing that one day.
It's weird. It's like you took bubble gum and stretched it and then you kind of pressed it back together and it somehow like got its shape kind of, but like in a stiff breeze, it would just waft like a sail. You're just like, that's not what it used to
do. In college, I lived with this girl. She was like a mutual friend of me and one of my friends. And she had a kid, like, in high school, like, young, like, 17. I think.
Fucking whore.
And her stomach looked like she got attacked by a saber-toothed tiger. It was insane. I was like, but you have a kid young. Like, I don't get it. I thought.
What? Did she have a C-section, like, from rib to rib? How did they pull that thing out?
I think she, I don't remember if she had a C-section, but I mean, like, maybe she never used cocoa butter. Because that thing just looked like stretch marks.
She had a fucking CD and E-section.
CD to the V.
Oh my god. I don't know if I've ever talked to exes like in response to I just got out of it with a previous ex, so let me touch base with an old ex. Because like anytime I talk to an ex, I just hear how fucking awesome I am. So what's constructive about that, really?
That is true. Right. That is true. It's like, oh, this is, I made a good decision.
I without fail, I just hear everything you said was correct. We shouldn't have broken up. Like, I haven't been with a better dude than you since.
Wow.
It's fucking awesome. Don't get me wrong. It's great. And I'm not. It just sounds like you hear it on the show. It sounds like I'm saying it as a fucking bit setup. I've never had an ex really, like, say bad shit about me. Like, the ones I've tried. Don't get me wrong. There's other chicks that I've, like, fucked for 2 weeks. And then, like, they're just sick of me fucking them. And, you know, I'm just like, well, hidey ho, goodbye. You know?
Here's your gift box.
Would you like to use me on any future resumes? I'll give a glowing reference. You know, it's that's how it goes. But chicks I've actually dated, I've never had one say bad shit about me.
I haven't either. I have an ex who, like, my high school sweetheart, I guess, because we dated through high school.
Oh, is that how that works? That would make sense. Was he in high school and you were like fucking PM kindergarten? I mean, I don't know if that
I've
makes him high school
ahead
sweethearts.
Of my game. Yeah. But he always, like, he'll constantly be in relationships and, like, still, like, call me up. And we even, like, dated for a couple weeks one summer. And then I found out he was, like, had, like, a live-in girlfriend
nice.
In college. I was like, what the fuck?
Nice. You,
so, yeah.
Don't take this the wrong way. You must have a poppin' snatch.
Not gonna lie.
Love that fucking adjective when applied to snatch.
Self-love fest for
poppin' snatch. You must have a fucking vice grip with velvet on top of it.
That is how I like my vagina described, actually.
The velvet vice grip.
Oh, with, my God. With never rust protection.
Exactly. Exactly. And the velvet don't stain none, neither.
The
you
cleaning
can comes all up in it.
Cleaning the ladies go to town once a week.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Lemon pledging the shit out of it.
Oh, man.
I need more lemon pledge.
Please. I had an ex, though, totally did the sinister motive thing that we're ascribing to Katie here, where it's like, she is looking to talk to a cat because she wants to jump from where she is right now back to that lily pad.
It happens. I mean, that's not out of the question.
I had an ex. Not
gonna rule it out.
I had an ex. And this girl, just like pretty much all my exes, except for the very first, there was like kind of another dude hovering in the background. There was this guy she'd seen on and off for like 5 fucking years.
So you were oftentimes the other man.
Oh, I've been the other man a lot.
Yeah.
And it's weird because you wouldn't look at me and be like, he gets to other man. Like, you fucking think other man. And then for me, it's like a picture of Tyrese. Like, he's the guy that's, you know, why is my baby able to jump so high? why can he jump up to breastfeed while my wife's standing and he's 6 weeks old?
Damn, Tyrese is so hot. Yeah. That's all I can think about now.
Exactly. Those fucking exotic eyes of his.
God. Smooth head.
Fucking chocolate lightning, that motherfucker. So.
Ride him like a King's Dominion roller coaster. Wait, what?
Oh, God.
Whee!
You'd hold your hands up and scream? He's raping you.
He is black. I didn't mean the raping part, but I mean the screaming part.
Yeah. I'm not going to go on that again. It hurt my back.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And my front.
For all its length, it didn't last that long either.
Yeah. I'm going to call the exterminator to get rid of this garden snake in my pen.
That made no sense, but I will laugh.
Yeah.
Because I like you.
Thank you, Seth.
You're welcome. So I had an ex, and we were seeing each other.
And
what?
And she had a baby.
I'll hit fast forward on this storytelling. I get told, hey, the old guy's kind of back in the picture. I'm merely a babe of 21, but I know I want a kid right now. He's pretty much going to put a ring on my finger and knock me up. Are you going to do the same? And I went, well,
The ultimatum.
I think you're just fucking swell, lady, but nice to know you. Yeah. She went to him. She got married immediately. Pregnant right afterward. Bitch fucking ballooned.
Oh. Yeah.
The guy did everything wrong where I was like, well, this is why you shouldn't be with him, X, Y, Z. He fucking did X, Y, and Z to the third power. He fucking made me look like Nostradamus, this motherfucker. And a couple years after the fact, when she was really starting to be like, I gotta leave this, start sniffing around me. Thank you for that. For a second, I was like, what is she having, an allergy? Oh!
Ooh, sound effects for free.
Fucking morning zoo in this bitch. Nice. So
I don't mess around.
She's like, look, I still think of you a lot. I still, you know, got feelings. How do you feel? I know by having the kid. She didn't even articulate by having the kid. She's like, I just know that I've gone and done the one thing you really can't forgive. Because we randomly had conversations like before, you know, things were serious with her. I don't know how this hypothetical came up. She's like, what would you do if you found out like a kid you thought was yours turned out to not be yours? And I was like, well, if it was young enough, I'd bite off its fucking head like a lion cub.
Right.
When the new lion comes in and starts fucking the mama lion. You ever seen a nature show, Arena? It's sad because those little lion cubs are really cute. And the new papa lion just comes in, just fucking 1, 2, 3. Them shits just roll.
They just show that on TV?
Oh, yeah. Like coconuts down a hill. Just pop, 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 pop.
Is it on Fox News?
Yeah. That's next episode. And then I was like, yeah, but I'd probably peace the fuck out because it ain't my kid and my wife's a cheating whore. So that set her off. But she knew where I stood on kids that weren't mine. Which, by the way, I'm pretty much still there. I ain't paying money to raise any seed that ain't mine. If you're set, like a Katie Holmes situation, I don't know. Fucking a lot of El Salvadoran maids are raising little Surrey.
They're rich. They have real Mexican maids, I'm sure.
Oh, they got the actual top shelf shit? Not those El Salvo rail motherfuckers? But I've had this happen. I'm just saying it. I've had a chick who had a kid. And it felt really good because that chick jilted me like a motherfucker. And she sniffed around my ass for like a year. And I dragged her. I let it go for as long as I fucking could. Not that I really feigned interest, but I certainly didn't shoot her down either. And it felt good for a bitch that fucking smashed my heart. God, it felt good. Oh, it felt good.
So you think
the tables were turned. I was all fucking fit looking and diesel and shit. And tearing up pussy on the town, and she's all big with the kid.
So you're thinking Josh Jackson just feels like he's on top of the world. Like, I'm bigger than Tom Cruise, bitch.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, man. It's like a game of penis, rock, scissors, you know? Penis beats rock, and penis beats scissors. He wins. That's what I'm saying.
I win. Fuck you, Tom. I win.
Yeah. she came crawling back to his fucking ass.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know what? I blew Tom Cruise. It was a mistake. I had his kid. It was a mistake.
I am now huge in Hollywood. I don't think it's a mistake, but now I'm wondering, does Tom Cruise still have the power to shut her out of Hollywood? Like, will she never direct, act, and produce in anything again?
I think is she never going to be a dancer, director, and actress, and
failed wife again?
Okay, wow.
Wow.
Wow. That one came out of nowhere.
I think officially, like, Jack and Jill has undone her career.
She was in Jack and Jill?
Yeah.
So she's going to blame a Jew, Adam Sandler?
She was Adam Sandler's wife in that.
I remember when we were 18 and 16, like in that range, a lot of dudes really sweated her. That's when all those like CW or UPN and WB girls were hot. Like everyone was jerking their dicks to Buffy. I'm like, really? That stumpy little shit?
I'm still down with Buffy.
Fuck Buffy. Don't get me wrong. Christ, man. You read about prison, they put lipstick Kool-Aid on people. And then they say, they grab a guy's beanbag, and they're like, this is my pussy now. You're going to keep it shaved. I like fucking a shaved pussy. People can fuck anything in the right situation. I'm just saying, Buffy's no goddamn classical beauty.
What book are you reading again?
It's called, Incarcerated or something like that. I forgot who the fuck wrote it. It's goddamn good. Or Locked Up. I'll tweet what the hell it's called. It's a good damn read, man. I've been devouring that thing.
I don't know why prison
with gangsters like Loco and Choo Choo and fucking all kinds of cool names. Choo Choo, man. You wouldn't fuck with a guy named Choo Choo.
Mm. Another reason I'd never want to go to prison is if you see a chick that's been in prison for like a week during her trial and stuff, she starts to look rough. Like the mustache grows back.
It's
the cuticles grow out.
It's
her hair's
horrid.
All frizzy. I bet they don't give you conditioner in prison.
I was watching one of those true TV shows. They brought up a broad for disciplinary action because she made a strap-on out of Ace bandages, a paper towel roll that was stuffed, and saran wrap around it to keep the chick juice out. And she got, that was her fucking makeshift strap-on so she could fuck her girl. So stay out of prison for that alone. So you don't have to fuck your unshaven lesbian girlfriend with a strap on.
What
that's
happened?
An ace bandage wrapped around
what
her own unshaven cooter.
She was at her trial.
I don't know what happened. I mean, there's so much. You're telling. I just described this woman's life, and you're like, "What happened?" That's a fucking Papa's basement unto itself.
Oh man,
what happened started with that girl at age two. I don't.
So what you're saying is Katie Holmes shouldn't feel that bad about her life right now.
Just no, she's rich. Yeah, and she gets to shave. It's pretty good. If she wants a strap-on, she can buy one from Amazon.
Yeah.
If that's how Josh Jackson gets down.
That's how you roll.
Yeah. He gets on all fours with his little thing dangling.
He's got some beady eyes.
Yeah.
He's scary. Just a creepy-looking motherfucker.
That's how the boys roll in L.A.
Oh, why? Why do you say that? I'm trying to move. It's not how I roll. I like vaginal sex with women, Howard Island.
Just get ready to eat some asshole, John. That's all I'm telling you.
If you want to make it in this town, you're going to be eating bunghole.
Hollywood is going to be your own special version of prison, my friend.
All right. Well, funny how we were able to drag one thing into an episode. Guys, it's been real. I got Howard Highland. That's epexegetical on Twitter. I've got Arena Davinsky. That is at Girl Knows Sports.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Nice. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. The show's website. InPapasBasement.com. You made it through this episode. You're like, fuck it. That was the best thing I've ever heard. It's like an angel put on a trumpet strap on and did my ear with it. Well, there's more
gift,
of it
at
InPapasBasement.com. Go there, subscribe to the iTunes link, download everything, read my writing. There's so much to do. Actually, I described everything you can do, but hell, we'll go with it. I think we're out. We're going to record a new episode right after this one and then an episode after that because we're just prolific. We are just, when it comes to recording, we are the Peter North of recording semen. It just keeps coming out. So, till the next one, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my